Hey everybody, it's your favorite auto glass repair expert, Matt Lewis, and today's show is called Why DIY Windshield Repair Could Cost You Your Life. But before I get started, be sure to check out our Collision Auto Glass website at collisionautoglass.com. Now let's get started with today's show. You know that little chip in your windshield? The one you've been eyeing with a repair kit from the auto parts store? Well, hold on to your steering wheel, because what seems like a simple fix could turn into a real nightmare faster than you can say cracked glass. Let me break down why DIY windshield repair is riskier than trying to teach your cat to swim. First off, there's the very real possibility that your amateur repair attempt could cause that tiny chip to spiderweb across your entire windshield. I've seen it happen more times than I can count. That small crack you're poking at is like a sleeping bear. Mess with it wrong, and it'll wake up angry and hungry for more glass. And here's something most folks don't realize. Windshield repair is a lot like baking a souffle. The temperature has to be just right, the timing needs to be perfect, and one wrong move can ruin the whole thing. Professional technicians use specific tools and techniques for different types of damage. That one-size-fits-all repair kit from the store? It's about as effective as using duct tape to fix a leaky submarine. Here's where things get really serious. Your windshield isn't just a piece of glass. It's a crucial safety component of your vehicle. It provides up to 60% of your car's structural integrity in a rollover accident. A poorly repaired windshield could pop out during a collision, and I don't need to tell you how dangerous that could be. Let me tell you about Mike from Denver. Nice guy, thought he'd save a few bucks by fixing a chip himself. Problem was, he tried it during freezing weather. The resin didn't cure properly, the cracks spread like wildfire, and his insurance company gave him the cold shoulder because of his DIY attempt. That $20 repair kit ended up costing him $800 for a full replacement. Speaking of insurance, here's something that'll wake you up faster than your morning coffee. Many insurance policies won't cover damage that results from failed DIY repairs. And in some states, you could be looking at a ticket if your windshield doesn't meet safety regulations. That's right, trying to save money could actually cost you more than just your wallet. Here's what you need to do instead. First, document any damage with clear photos. Then, call your insurance company. Many policies cover windshield repair with zero deductible. Finally, get a professional assessment. A qualified technician can tell you whether that chip needs a repair or if you're looking at a full replacement. Remember, your windshield is your first line of defense on the road. Don't gamble with your safety trying to save a few bucks. Trust me, I've seen the consequences, and they're not pretty. This has been Matt Lewis with Collision Auto Glass in Portland, Oregon. Have a great week.